Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of 5-minute inner child healing. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you untangle those emotional knots and tap into your limitless potential. Today, we're diving deep into the incredible power of movement for healing emotional pain. Ever feel like your emotions are stuck in a rut? Like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of hurt that just weighs you down? Trust me, you're not alone. But what if I told you there's a magic potion? No, it's not something you sip, but something you do. A way to release those bottled up feelings and finally feel lighter, freer, and more joyful. That magic potion is movement. Now, before you picture yourself hitting the gym or doing a marathon, unless that's your jam, let me tell you, movement doesn't have to be intense. It can be as simple as dancing in your living room, going for a walk in nature, or even just stretching your arms and legs. What matters is creating that physical connection to your body and allowing yourself to move freely. Think of it like this. Our emotions are energy, right? And when we hold on to pain, that energy gets trapped within us. Movement helps release that stagnant energy, allowing the good vibes to flow again. Here's the beauty. There are so many ways to harness this power. First up, movement is a powerful distraction. Sometimes our minds get stuck on negative thoughts and feelings like a broken record player. When that happens, moving your body can help shift your focus away from those heavy emotions. You're literally rewiring your brain to pay attention to something else, the rhythm of your steps, the feeling of the sun on your skin, or the wind in your hair. Second, movement boosts feel-good chemicals. When we move, our bodies release endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin, those magical neurotransmitters that make us feel happy, calm, and energized. They're like natural mood elevators, instantly lifting the weight off your shoulders and leaving you feeling lighter and brighter. Third, movement can be a form of self-expression. Ever notice how sometimes when we're feeling sad, we want to curl up in a ball? Or when we're excited, we might tap our feet or dance around. Well, that's because movement is a natural way for us to express our emotions. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, let your body move freely. Don't center yourself, just flow with it. It could be a powerful release and help you connect with your inner self in a whole new way. Fourth, movement can be incredibly grounding. Feeling anxious or scattered? Sometimes all we need is to get back into our bodies and feel solid on the earth beneath our feet. Walking barefoot on grass, taking a yoga class, or even just doing some deep stretches can help bring us back to the present moment and create a sense of calm and stability. Finally, movement is an act of self-love. When you take time to move your body, you're showing yourself care and attention. It's like saying, hey, I deserve to feel good both physically and emotionally. And trust me, that kind of self-care can make a world of difference in how you show up in the world. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've had a really stressful day at work, everything feels overwhelming, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But instead, you decide to put on some music that makes you feel good and start dancing. As you move your body, you notice your tension starting to release, your mood lifting, and a smile spreading across your face. You are not just physically moving, but you are also releasing those pent-up emotions and making space for joy and lightness. That's the magic of movement. It has this incredible power to transform our emotional landscape. So, my beautiful friends, remember this. You don't need a fancy gym membership or a yoga studio to unlock the healing power of movement. Simply find something that feels good for your body and soul, whether it's a dance party in your living room, a walk in nature, or some gentle stretching. And as you move, allow yourself to feel the energy shift within you. Embrace the freedom, the joy, and the lightness that comes with letting go. Because when we move our bodies, we move beyond limitations and tap into our true potential. Ready to keep healing and growing? Be sure to share this episode with a friend who could use a little movement magic in their lives, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until tomorrow, keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.